This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Fall Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket. It's time to go in the crease with the Idaho Steelheads. On your home of Idaho Steelheads hockey, Sports Radio The Ticket.
Flipped up, it gets through, now it's a foot race. It's Marino and Walker, they both get there. It's Marino, breakaway, backhand save, rebound, Jeff! Boise native gets his first in his hometown and home building. 4-0 Steelheads.
I love it. Colin Shuck on the call. He sounded a little Chris King in him with the New York Islanders. Able to raise that voice a little bit, Prater. I love it, man. You ready to talk some Steelies?
Oh, let's do it, ballgame.
I love it. The Steelies right now, 16 points in the ECHL. Only three teams have more at this point. They got Allen coming in for some big-time, hopefully sellout type of games. We're joined now by the first ever. The Steely team was established in 97, and only one player has ever scored a goal wearing a Steelhead sweater who can say they were born in Boise, and that's Zach Walker, our guest right now. Zach, you hear that? You got a big weekend coming to games. It's Thanksgiving. You're living back in Boise. Man, it doesn't suck to be Zach Walker these days, huh?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I got a lot of love and support from, you know, teammates. A lot of text messages from old friends and people I used to go to school with. It's definitely been a great week or so here in Boise, getting that goal and then, you know, heading into the holidays. I've had a lot of people reach out to me too, seeing if I want to come over for dinner or anything like that. But I've had plenty of love the last few weeks, so it's been great.
I love it. Zach, you know, it's going to be an interesting deal, but you guys have high hopes. The Steelies are always wanting to be Kelly Cup contenders. With what you've seen so far, and I know it's still early in the season, Zach, do you think this team has the makings, has the trimmings, I'll say, in honor of Thanksgiving week to make a Kelly Cup run this spring?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any guy, if in their right mind, will, you know, pump their tires when it comes to talking about their team, but you got to mean it this year. It's been, I think, since 2007, since the team won their last Kelly Cup, and I mean, this group's hungry. We've had a lot of good talent so far and a lot of good chemistry, and I think that's only going to continue to develop. A big thing we've been talking about in the locker room is, you know, we've been able to put up some good scores and to do pretty well against some of these teams. We're just trying to find better ways to, you know, even finish off games even stronger, coming out even harder the first 5 minutes. But that's what practice is for, and that's what, you know, the long game, long season's for. So we've definitely taken good strides as a team to start, but we're hungry for more, and that Kelly's definitely always on our mind.
Talking Steelheads hockey with Zach Walker, Boise born, as the Idaho Steelheads get ready for three games downtown at the Idaho Central Arena Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday against the Allen Americans. Zach, let's go back to that goal a little bit. I want to dive into your mind and see how you might remember this 10, 20, 30 years from now. You've never been a big goal scorer. That's never been the primary part of your game with the U.S. team, Boston College, Pensacola. So how much pressure were you putting on yourself to get that goal, and what do you remember about that goal, and how will you remember it 20 years from now?
Honestly, like you said, like, I've never been a huge goal scorer in, like, the different places that I've been able to play. That being said, I did score plenty of goals growing up here in Boise, so I figured, it was super exciting to get another one. There definitely was a little bit of pressure, nothing too intense, because at the end of the day, you know, as long as you're producing for your team and everyone's playing their role, you're going to have success on the ice and in the locker room. 20-30 years down the road, it'll, you know, still be pretty clear in my mind that me and Marino had kind of a two-on-one going at this guy. It's funny, at first I was actually kind of bummed that Marino got to the puck before me. I was like, good chance to score here. But Marino actually put it off the pad, and I was in a great spot to just follow it up and bang it home. So if you could see my celebration too in the corner, I kind of give it like a bit of a sigh of relief, because it'd been a few games that I've had a lot of chances in front and, you know, a lot of opportunities to bear one down. So I was happy to finally get one.
Zach, as you know, you're only 23 years old. You're very young. You're starting this career. I'm assuming you want to try to play hockey for a long time and see how far you can take this sucker. Well, let's talk about your first 10, 11, 12 games. How do you fit? How do you feel with this team? How are you playing?
I think I'm playing pretty well. Coming into my second season pro in a different league, I've seen a lot of familiar faces from last season and from seasons past. And it's been getting used to in terms of gelling with guys and having different opportunities. But I think I've played really well, in my opinion, in the sense that there is something I think I bring to the team that is special in its own way. I'm pretty physical. I don't fight a ton. But I'm definitely bring a different energy and a role on the team that I don't think, it's a lot of guys do bring. And I think that's kind of why they have me here in Idaho is to bring that physicality and energy and to be one of those guys who's a bit of a disturber in the corners or will plant their butt in front of the net and do the hard work. So I may not at the end of the day have the most points on the team like Gino, our guy from Belarus, who definitely lit it up last month, but I'll definitely be noticed for other things on the ice.
Do you remember your first fight? I would imagine so. In hockey, it's probably like your first goal or your first assist. Give me the play-by-play, Zach Walker. What happened in your first fight? You get your ass kicked, or did you smoke somebody?
No, so my first fight was down in Knoxville in the SPHL, and I had made – it was – definitely a couple double digits games into the season, which meant I had built up plenty of a reputation for myself in terms of hitting guys, and I made plenty of enemies, which was great, which means you're doing your job. And out during one game, I skated across the ice and hit the team's captain, and one of the players behind me told me, said, "Yeah, let's go." And I didn't even look to see how big he was or who it was. I just dropped my gloves, span around. Thank goodness this guy was about my size. Otherwise, it could have definitely gone a lot worse. But it pretty much was just a glorified wrestling match. We grabbed each other's sweaters, tried to throw a few, but nothing really caught. At the end of the day, I think I got one or two more on him and tore his jersey up pretty good that they actually auctioned off the next night. So
nice.
It's nice to see that they were auctioning off the Zach Walker torn jersey. So that's pretty cool.
Zach, how do you live your life here in Boise as a hockey player? I've always been under the assumption if you play for the Steelheads, you practice, you sleep, you nap, you watch film, you travel, you play hockey, and then you rinse and repeat. You're a Boise guy. You know where to go. You know what to do. You have family and friends. Talk to me about, do you live with your parents? Do you live with the guys? What is life like away from the rink for you?
Yeah, Norm. I mean, you kind of hit it on the head to start. We usually wake up every morning, go to the rink, and have practice. We're usually done around noon, so you've got pretty much the rest of the day to do what you need to do or want to do. Some guys have opted to take other jobs in terms of having opportunities, whether that's mostly remote, because we got a lot of extra time. So guys figure you might as well make the most of it. I also have a good amount of friends still in town that I've been able to hang out with as much as possible, but COVID-wise, most of us have been trying to just keep to ourselves just because of protocol and in terms of just trying to keep our team as closed off as possible. I don't live at home. My family actually lives in Tennessee now, so this is definitely all I remember in terms of growing up and whatnot. But now I'm living in the apartments actually out in Eagle with teammates. So my roommate's Darren Brady. He's we've definitely had some good chemistry and had plenty of laughs and whatnot. So it's been a good experience so far.
Any noise complaints at the Eagle apartment, Zach? I mean, hockey guys can get a little rowdy.
Yeah, no, I don't think we've had too much time too much exposure to have too many noise complaints. But So far, so good. I haven't heard from Trapper or Coach Sheen, so I think that's a good sign.
Wednesday night game downtown Boise, and then a Friday-Saturday game downtown Boise. Thursday in between is obviously Thanksgiving. What does the team do, and is there a calorie restriction? Are they, you only get one turkey leg? I mean, you guys don't want to wake up on Friday morning and feel like I'm going to wake up on Friday morning.
No, of course not. The fortunate thing is guys have definitely been put in this situation before, whether it's Thanksgiving tournaments growing up or a lot of the times in college you'd play Friday, Saturday. So having that Thanksgiving dinner the night before is something I've done and something I'm sure everyone else has done. But it'll be good. I think a good amount of guys have family coming in to town, so they're kind of on their own page. But and a good chunk of us are also doing a little bit of a, I think, potluck. So we actually just signed up for items to bring on Thursday, and I'm supposed to bring a green bean casserole, but I have never made one of those in my life.
Uh-oh.
It was never on the Walker family Thanksgiving table, so it'll be interesting.
That's going to be tougher than just about anything this dude does on the ice, man. He's going to be more challenged on that green bean
in the
casserole.
Kitchen.
I love it. Big atmosphere tomorrow. I can't wait to get down there, do some PA work for you guys, Zach. And you guys keep this thing going. This town, they're picking it up. They're like coming back to the ICA and supporting the Steelies. Thanks for hanging out with us, Zach Walker.
Of course. Thanks. Yeah, it's been great to see the fans back in COVID and getting going in Boise. So it's nice to see everyone at the Steelheads games. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's going to be a big one, Prater.
You're back at it tomorrow night.
I know.
PA night number two.
Get 2 weeks in a row. I was scared because I only do Wednesdays. I was scared that I'd do one Wednesday and then I wouldn't get back at it for like a month. I want to get in a rhythm with this thing. I want to find my voice. I want to learn more. So, dude, I'm excited to work this game tomorrow, PA. I gave my boy Rick Worthington my tickets. He's bringing some friends out there, so I'll have some friends out there. And I'm expecting a good crowd. Yeah, Trapper, the team president, he told me, hey, man, this Wednesday, look out, man, $2 beer night, too.
Ball game. How do you want to get? I'm gonna interview you just like an athlete. How do you want to get better from game one to game two?
Yeah, I got to have a better flow with the actual hockey game. You know, sometimes I'm going crazy for the Zamboni guy. Like maybe I need to work on not acting like the Zamboni guy driving on the ice is in the same neighborhood as some dude scoring a goal.
Gotcha.
Right? Like, I just need to fine-tune some stuff. JP, you got some audio there?
Well, this is, we're just going to bring this up because we just heard from Zach Walker. This is how Johnny introduced Zach Walker last week.
Ballgame. We should have played that for Zach. I love that. That sounds great. Ballgame, I told you this last week, and I'll tell you again. You were phenomenal last week. You gave me chills and goosebumps. I was very proud of you. I don't know why I felt like that, because you're a pro. You woke up to do this job. You were born to do this job. Your mom gave birth to you to do this job, and you were a pro out there. If you're going to be just 5% better tomorrow night, I can't be there tomorrow night. I'll
be
there in spirit.
Your kid will be there, though.
If I can't be there, just go out and kill it a little bit more, my friend.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm excited, and it's going to be fun. Go Steelies. That's tomorrow night. How about an overrated, underrated edition? Just on Thanksgiving stuff. We got a great overrated, underrated coming up, JP. But first, don't forget, you guys, download the KTIK app on your phone. It will make everything in your life just a little bit easier. Download it. JP, let's do some overrated, underrated right here on the ticket.